Weiter in Shas, we are Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Nun, picking up on Mem Tesem Abayis by the Baal and Abayis by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah, Zok the Hilgim Mishnah Mazel. For those who finished the fourth parak, we now the third parak, and we now start the fourth parak. We're going to be talking about an idol now called Markulis. Markulis is the idol which had a bunch of stones that were set up in a particular formation, and therefore the Mishnah says as follows: what happens if you have stones that are next to that thing? Are they going to be considered usher as well or not? There be Shmuel Omer Shalosh Avod. So if you have three stones, one next to the other, but sad Merkulis on the side of Merkulis, so they're going to be usher. Says Rashi, what are we talking about? If you have a kosher king, achas al gabishtaim, certainly if you have like a pyramid style where it's two, one next to the other, and the third on top of the two, there's no ikar Merkulis techilasa, because that's the ikar Merkulis, type of thing, Merkulis. Says Rashi beside Merkulis, Merkulis gadol shekvar of duhu vizarku alav avadam harbi. It was already served, and there's a bunch of stones that are like heaped upon it or thrown on top of it. So if you have this, then they're going to be usher. Vishtayim mutar. So if it's two next to it, then it's going to be mutar. Rashi says in Gemara first time. Gemara explain why that is. Vechachamim omrim. They come and they say, this is against Rabbi Shmuel, they say, Shiniros imo asuras, that they seem to be connected to it. Rashi says, Dinira shenoflu misham asuras ben gimel ben shtayim. If it looks like it fell off of it, then it's going to be asur. Well, if it's three stones, or even if it's two, Rashiniros imo mutaros, but if not, then it's going to be mutar. Rashi says, Ein smuchaslo mutaros afilu gimel. If it's not next to it, it's going to be mutar, even if it's gimel. It says the Hilga Gemara. Bishlam Rabbanan, okay, makes sense, going to Rabbanan, right, that's the second opinion over there, that would be the Chacham Momrim. It makes sense, because Savri Ovdin L'Shavarim, because they hold that Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarniks, that they, they're shaykh to go ahead and to be serving something, even if it's broken pieces. Rashi says, Kol Avanam and Zarkosham, Nitosafu ala Merkulis. All the stones are thrown over there, and they're added to Merkulis. When Asa Gadol Avodas Mekochavim Ukishehin Noshros Havashivrei Avodas Kochavim. The father then is considered a broken piece of Vodazar. Vahashta lo chashav lehu tikrovus ala Avodas Kochavim Mefinasu. And this isn't considered like it's the service of the Avodazar. It's considered like the Avodazar itself. Fascinating. Right, so they hold that of them Lishvarim, Nirisimo, therefore, if they seem to be, with it, then the Ika Lamemar Mine Nafal, if any stone that seems to be like it's connected to it, then the Ika Lamemar Mine Mafal is able to say that, yeah, it fell from it. Asuras are going to be asagana from Shinirasim Mutaris. If not, then it's going to be mutar. Eller Bishmal, Micah Sav, what does he hold? He of them the Shvarim, if he holds that they would serve even broken pieces, then a field tati namilitzer, then even two should be asar, even one should be asar, right? So he ain't of them the Shvarim, if not served, then a field tlos namilo, then even if it's three stones, then it shouldn't be asar. So how is the. What's going on over here? Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Biyaduah Nashim Yemena, where if it's known that the stones fell from this actual idol, then different cultures, everyone's going to say that it's Aser. Rabbi Shmuel, the Chachamim, it was going to be Maskim, that if you know that this is part of this bigger part of Markulis, then it's going to be Aser, even if they're not connected. Even according to the one who says that we don't serve broken pieces, still they're going to say that, right? When do we say that? For the bimutter, this is only talking about other types of lazar where it's not the type, it's not the way for the pieces that become, separated from it. But over here, Markulis, which its entire existence is broken pieces, and it was never, they didn't actually cement the stuff together, and therefore it falls apart. Rashi says, it's not connected, therefore it falls like that. That's like the normal way of its behavior. So even they would say it's going to be usher, even if you don't serve pieces here, it would say it's usher. He please, what's in my chlokas? Bistama. When this stone, we're not sure whether or not it came from this idol or not. Beep, turn the page. Nun Amin Aleph. Bimikorav Osnami. And even in the case where the stones are so close to it, right? What does that mean? It's so close to it. Rashi says that it's like it's an Amma v'chetzi, Amma v'chetzi Amma. If it's within an Amma or it's within a chetzi Amma, Rashi, what do you call it? The Bach throws in Ma'od. Bikrov is Ma'od. It's very close to it. You could say fell for it to recall Asuros. And everyone's going to say it's Asur. So keep leaving where they argue, Bimiru Chakos, where the stones are far away from this idol. Now she explains, what does that mean, far away? Miru Chakos, Klomar Betoch Arba Amos. Klomar Betoch Arba Amos. The Vade Lav Minei Nafal, right? Definitely, it didn't fall from there. Well, we could assume it have linen fall. That's how the machlokas is. What are you talking about? V'habet sad marklus katani. It says over in the Mishnah, but it's not. You want to say that there's no machlokas when they're found next to it? That everyone's going to agree that it's going to be a problem? But the Mishnah said that they're arguing when it's right next to it. No, mine betzad. What does it mean betzad? It means betzad arba amos didei. It means within dalet amos of it. But it doesn't mean that it's closer than that. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, osin marklus katan betzad Marklus Gadol. Rabbi Shmuel, he holds that Avodah Zarah next would make a smaller Marklus next to a grander one. They make like a mini one. This is like the normal way of their behavior. They would do it. So therefore, Shalosh the Damian and Marklus, if you have three that it's similar to Marklus, two on the bottom, one on top of it, making like a pyramid, Asuris, that's going to be also Shtayim, but if it's only two stones, but they don't look like Marklus at all, therefore it is Mutaris, it's Mutar. Rabban, sorry, they hold the Enos Marklus called the Mutar Marklus called the Nah, it's not a normal way of making a mini me next to the bigger one. Therefore, Loshna Shosh, Loshna, I don't care if it's three, I don't care if it's two. Nearest him, well, you have suggested Sess. You know, if it seems to be like it came from it, then it's going to be Usser. Shane, nearest him, Mutaris. If it doesn't seem like it came from it, then it's going to be Mutar. Rashi says, Dalav minim Nafa, because clearly it didn't fall from it. Okay, Amar Mar Biadua Shinoshu Mimenu Divya Colosseus, where we know that the stones fell from Marklus, everyone's gonna agree that it's going to be Usser. Okay. Now, Uraminhi, because why would that be? Clearly what he's saying is that these pieces are considered Usser themselves, and therefore if you know that it fell from it, therefore it's gonna be Usser. Ramin yeah, but we have ourselves a contradiction. Let's say you have stones that fell from Marklus, Nirosimo Asuros, if they seem to be Ashizakati Hava of Oskom, so called Avodah Zarah, that is if it appears to be with it. Then with it are going to be Asar. She and Yerushim Mutar. So it doesn't seem like it came from it. Then it's going to be Mutar. Rashi is Havalush Farim. Happened to be broken. Delamin enough because it didn't fall from Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shalosh Asuras. If it's three stones, then it's going to be Asar. Shtaim Mutars. But if it's two stones, then it's going to be Mutar. So basically, you just said of Yochanan that if you know that it came off of it, everyone's going to say that it's Aser, right? Because you're assuming that the pieces that come off it themselves are Aser. But now we see pretty clearly over here that even if we know it fell from it, that if it's near Sima Asuros, that it seems that they're with it, they're going to be Aser. If it's near Sima, it's going to be Mutaros. And Mutaros and Rabbi Shmuel says, Shalosh Asuros Shtai Mutaros. So even if we know it came from it, it's still going to be machlokas, so not like you said. Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo tema shen nashu. Don't say the Bryce is saying the stones that fell from Marklus. Elema shen nimsu. Say that it means that they were found near it. If you're saying that it fell from it, obviously it's going to be Asur. It means that it's found near it. Rashi says, Tani shen nimsu, Niros imo asuros, Shemi menu nafel, Vishvarim, the Marklus, Vade asurim kedamrim. Right? It's kedamrim. So if it's Niros imo, it's going to be Asur because it fell from it. Should be met enough. Which farm the miraculous vade asur and broken beast of it's for sure going to be asur, like we had already stated. So Rav Yochanan is in the clear. Now another thing Rav Yochanan had mentioned is Rav Shmuel is going to matir if you find two stones outside the immediate area of miraculous, even if they're still within dalet amos. Says Gemara, v'savar Rav Shmuel shtayim mutar. So Rav Shmuel say that if two stones are within the dalet amos, are going to be mutar. We learned in the Rashi says, v'savar Rav Shmuel shtayim b'toch arba amos of. Utaros va Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shtayim. Well, let's read it inside first. Va Tanya Mulek and Abraisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shtayim b'tfisa lo asuras. Two that are within the grabbing ability that are going to be usher. Shalosh hafil ruchakos asuras. And it's three, even if they're further, then they're going to be usher. Says Rashi, stam tfisa dalaramos katani asuras. That stam level of grabbing something is going to be within dalaramos, and it still says, and it says that it's going to be usher. So you wanted to say that if it's within Dalaramos, then, you know, in the outer edge of the Dalaramos area, that it's going to be mutter. Here it seems to be saying like that. Amareva lo kasha, kam tfisa achas, kam v'shtei tfisos. The Braisa, where Mishmael asers even two stones, is talking about where the stones are found within a tfisa achas, one grab. Kam v'shtei tfisos, but in the case of the Mishnah, Mishmael is talking about case where the stones are found within two grabbings. Vehechi dami, what does that mean, two? The ika gova bene bene, where there's a gova, some sort of height between Marculus and the stones. Rashi says, explaining, what does it mean when it says tefisa achas? Hadigitani asuros, but tefisa achas, she'ain hefsik beinam la Marculus. There's no hefsik, there's no separation between them and the this idol. The asura bein la Rabbi Shmuel bein la Rabbanon, the kol toch dalad amos nirosimo karile, v'shalosh meruchakos hu'pligi. So that's where we would say that if it's tefisa achas, that there's no separation between them and Marculus, therefore it's going to be usher both according to Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon, because within Dalet Amos is considered with it, and Uveshalosh Meruchakos, so they're arguing with three that are far away. V'hadu Kimna Le'el Pluktayu B'toch Dalet Amos, Rabbi Shmuel Shtayim Mutaros Rabbanon Gimel Nami Mutaros B'Shitshvus Kuvim Faris. It's like two tfisos. What's that? Rashi explains the Ikegovenex Rashi. Tal mafsik beinam. There's a mound that's separating between them. Lamarculus. The havalu kimruchakos is considered like it's distant. The lekal mimer midei naflu. I'm not going to say they fell from it. It's too far away with this mound in between it. Hilchach Rabbi Shmuel shtay mutaros. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel will say two are going to be mutar. Vokimal asuros. Three are going to be asur. The osan Marculus kantam. It's sad Marculus kantam because it would make their mini Marculus, right, which is its own avodah zarah itself. That's why it would be a problem. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say three stones is its own mini-me. For the Gemara, Marculus ki hagavda mi hava, but is there Marculus that's set up like that? What does that mean, set up like that? Rashi says ki hagavda zu b'tzad zu. You have like three stones that are one next to the other, and it's not like built up like a pyramid. But I tell you, I'm going to write, elu hein av nebis kulis. These are the stones of the house of Kulis. Yeah, this is how they would do the Avodah Zarah. Achas mikan, v'achas mikan, v'achas al gabein. One here, one there, and one on top of them. Again, pyramid form. Amar Rabba. No, Kitani, he was ever talking about Be'ikar Marculus. That's talking about the primary Marculus. That's how it was done. Rashi says, Tchilaso. That's what Chachila, v'katan anas, v'sad agadol, ovn lo kol dehu. They do it even if you do it one next to the other. That's still considered the mini-me. Pardon, mini-Marculus, and that's going to be Asur. Be'yanei Malkacharuv, the house of Yanai, of King Yanai, is destroyed. Little story time, what happened with this type of idol. So there was, what happened was that the house of King Yanai is in ruins, and also the Chav Mokim Nebis Marculus, the Vodasarans, they came along, what did they do? They put a Marculus in that house over there. And also the Chav Machrini, the Lo Polchi, the Marculus Sheklinu, there are those that came afterwards that didn't worship Marculus, they came later and they removed the stones that were there. The Chibam Durachim Ustartos, and they used these in order to go out to pave the roads. And what happened? There's some of the Rabbanan that would like separate themselves from it. They wouldn't use those roads because they weren't getting enough from the Savonazar. Some Rabbanan that didn't remove themselves from it. And they went in those roads. Amr Yochanan, the sons of holy ones would walk on it. We're going to see who this was, a great Tana. And he walks on the banan, we're going to go and separate from them. Man Nehu Benot Shekadoshim. Who was this Benot Shekadoshim? Rabbi Nachum ben Rabbi Simai. It's Rabbi Nachum, the son of Simai. Why was he called the son of holy ones? Da'afilu b'tzursa d'zuzan lo b'stako. He wouldn't even look at the imprint of the image of a coin. He wouldn't even look at the a coin What would be the problem with that?
Because they'd have an image that was on the coin, and they considered maybe this was like an avodah zarah, even though really lamaisa it's not a problem. But he would be careful not to look at it. We saw this going on Pesachim also in Kuftal. My time in the man the parish. What is the reason why those had avoided getting enough from this? Savar lachi ha de amar Rav Gidol amar Rav Chia amar Yosef amar Rav minan the tikrovas of the kolchavim shein la b'telulam. Is how do you know that tikrovas of those are those things that were used in order to serve the idol that they don't have any sort of bittul? Rashi says v'hani tikrovas ninhu da azor. Kevin, the Michaelis Zuhi Avodas, because this is why are these considered the things that were served the idol with? Because the people throw stones at it, that was how they would go ahead and they would serve it. It's not the Avodah Zarah itself, the Tiski Lahu Bittel, that would actually work with Bittel. Shein Lubittel, I'm saying it doesn't have any Bittel at all. Shein, the Pasuk says, Vayitzamdu Labalpaor Vayochu Zivchem Mesim, and they attach themselves to Baal Peor and the eight offerings of the dead. Oy, Tate. We got to stay away from bad stuff over here. So we see over here, Avodah Zarah is similar to dead. Ma meis ein lo b'tei le'olam. Just like a dead person. It's not able to have bittul that goes on over here, right? You can't get enough from a dead body, so ever. So too, after Kovas, Avodah Zarah, mein lo b'tei le'olam. So too, the stuff that's used to worship Avodah Zarah doesn't have any bit. What about the people that didn't have a problem with walking on it? Mind the low parish on there. What about the people that did walk on the road? What would they say? Being a keen panim, panim veleka. So it's got to be similar in order for this to be usher, this takrus over the zara. It's got to be similar to that which is given inside the temple, veleka. And we don't have it over here. It says Rashi. What does that mean, keen panim? That means as follows: Kein Bachtozin, Kein Zavachim Shemigdash, similar to the carbonos that are brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Who the Havi Tikrovas, the Kedusiv Zoveach Lelukim Yecharam Bilti LaHashem Levado Alma Dome Kilifnim Kari Zevach Avos Kuchavim VaAvanim Ein Ovdim Lehem Bifnim. There's no stones that are served from within, in Ovdin Lahem, what is the switch? Oh, in Ovdin Bahem, Bifnim, right? So you don't have a similarity. Pardon, I read this as Elohim, it's actually Elohim. Right? The Torah is saying someone who brings Avodah Zarah to Elohim, to a false god, should be destroyed. Only to Hashem alone should we be giving the Karbanos. And therefore, we go to see that there have to be similarities over here. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Abba. So back to why did the priest not stay away from it? Why were they not worried about it? He said, this is nothing. Therefore, it's fine. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Abba. Ikla Rabba by Yirmiya Le Asrin. Rabbi Yirmiya, he came to our town. V'asav Aisi Masnisa Bidei. And he came bringing the following braisa. Ovikacham Shehivi Avanim Mina Merkulis. We have a non-Jewish Avodah Zarah that brings the stones from Merkulis. V'chibahem Durachim Usratios. And he paves roads and highways using these bricks, these stones. Beep, turn the page. Nunam Abeis Mutaros. It is Mutar to get enough from this. Rashi says, Debatlin Ovikacham because of Avodah Zarah. Because we know Yid is not able to go ahead and to be mevatel on the Zarah. Malais Nagar Velo Bar Nagar de Parkina. And there's not a scholar or the son of a scholar who could explain this din of this Brayser. Rashi says, Chacham Ben Chacham de Parkina Shuchel Latarza. The Gemara Mefarish Michael Kashlin, and soon we're going to explain what exactly the problem is. I'm Rav Sheshes. Ana lo nagar, ana velo bar nagar, ana uparikna le. I'm not a scholar, the son of a scholar, but I can explain the brisa. My kushile. What exactly was the problem? What was the difficulty Rav Bar Yirmiya had with it? The Rav Gidol had to be the din of Rav Gidol. Says Rashi. To have Gidl, the ain't bitul the tikrovas, v'achakitani mitaris. He holds that there's no bitul when it comes to the stuff that's used in order to go out to serve an idol. And over here it says it's going to be mutter. Ba'ina kinim pnim baleka. But that's not a shayla because it needs to be something that's similar to that which is brought inside in the Beis HaMikdash. And over here you don't have that because you don't have stones that are being used to go out to be served in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Abba, Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmiya L'Tarsin. Rabba Yirmiya came to our town. V'asa v'aisi masnisa b'day. And he came and he brought the following brisa. Maslin u'mezahamin b'shvias. You can take worms out of the tree. You can, it's a, Rashi says, notan tolas shevi ilan. Or put something nasty on it during Shemitah. Right? Rashi says that, let's say you have, what's the masmin? Kishiyesh maka b'ilan, when the ilan has some sort of wound, v'nasha k'tas klipaso, and some of its klipa fell off, some of the bark, woof, started falling off it. Adbikin shom zevel, you put zevel manure over there, the koshin of shalo yamas, you cut tie it up so it doesn't die, doesn't dry out. For lo dami hai, the le'ein mezablin demoy katan, this is not similar to mezablin demoy katan dav gimel, shout out to those doing a reisa. Dhasim zevel de karka, v'havi avoda shebasadim shebekerim. That, you're not allowed to go and put zevel on moed katan, which is chalamoid. But over there, that's a problem of the land over here, and it's a vote of the son of the Karim. This you're putting on the tree itself. But you're not allowed to go and do it on Chalamoid. Oh, so we say, Matlina Bazim Bishvias on Shemitah, but you're not allowed to do it on Chalamoid. Kan Makan, either way, Ain Megazmin. You're not allowed to prune the tree, cutting, you know, which is like cutting off a branch to cause it to grow more. But you can smear oil on a pruned branch. That's in order to make sure the tree doesn't end up dying. Says Rashi, if you did this beforehand, whether it's on Chalamoid or it's on Shemitah, right? We know you're not allowed to do things that are going to make it better, cause things to grow. So things we're saying over here are mutter because it's just to make sure that it holds itself and doesn't die, but not that it's growing more. As the end of Rashi says, you're keeping it to what it was originally. Valis Nagar, Velo Bar Nagar, De Farikina. And there's no Chacham or the son of a Chacham is able to explain what this Braisa was saying. Amravina, Ana Lo Nagar, Ana Velo Bar Nagar, Ana, we're forgetting to I'm not out of these things, but I can answer it up for you. My Kokashili, what was the Kasha? If you want to say the difficulties, how do you explain the Cholamoid with the din of Shemitah? Why would it be that in Shemitah you're not allowed to do it, but in Cholamoid you are allowed to do it, like taking the worms out and putting the nastiness on there? Me dummy, can you compare the two? Shvias Malacha, by Shemitah, it's only Malacha that, you know, for the land, that's a problem. Tircha shari, but you're allowed to do tircha. There's no problem with burning yourself. Moed, if you do tircha, nami aser, but moed is aser even to do tircha. Therefore, moed is an issue because of tircha, and on shvias is not an issue. The elazium agizum kakashile. Maybe you want to say that the kasha is how we put the braces together with putting something nasty during Shemitah with the din of pruning. Maishna zihum deshari umaishna. Gizum to aser. Why is it? What's the difference? Why is it that you're allowed to putting the nastiness on it? It's going to be mutter during Shemitah, but putting it is going to be aser. Hamidami, you're really going to compare the two of them. Zium okimula ilana v'shari. Putting some of the nastiness over there the zevel is just going to preserve it, and therefore it's going to be mutter. You're not having to cause any future growth that's going on there. Well, the future will be healthy to be able to grow, but it's not causing the growth itself. And gizam avrui ilani yavasar. But pruning is strengthening the tree, and therefore the stomach's going to be asar. Rashi is machazika umeshbicho. It's strengthening it, and it's making it better. Therefore, that's going to be asar. And maybe you had a different kasha there. Vela zium azium kakashi ala, and a kasha of zium itself on zium itself. That is dekatani mathlin mazamin b'shvias. The Braisa says you can take out the worms of the tree and put some nastiness on Shemitah. Ramini. When we take a look and we see the following idea, where you're allowed to put the zevel there, but we have a bit of a contradiction. Why is that? This is talking about pre-Shemitah zone. Mazamin is anatiyah. So during the sixth year of Shemitah, you can put some of the zevel on the saplings, v'karchen asod, and wrap them up, v'kotmen asod, and put ash on them, most of them batim, and make like little houses for them, u'mashken asod, you can water them, ad Rosh Hashanah, Tosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah in B'shvi'a Slo, which says you're allowed to do it Tosh Hashanah, but not on Shemitah itself, as opposed to what we saw before, you're allowed to do it in Rosh Hashanah. V'dilma. Maybe Kidurav Ukva Barchama. Maybe we can answer like our Ukva Barchama explains back on Daf Gimel, as we mentioned in Moed Katan. Right, we have two brises. One allows you to be doing a process called hoeing under an olive tree during Shemitah. The other one asers it, and he explains it. Right, the Amar of Ukva Barchama Trei Kashkushav. There's two different types of hoeings. Chad Lavrui Lani. So one of them is to strengthen the tree, and that's going to be aser in Shemitah. Chad La Stume Pili. The other one is to cover over the cracks in the roots of the tree. Vashari, and that is actually going to be Mutter. Rashi says Mskalu Sharshe Ilan Shari Dukmu Hu. Right, Hachanam. Here also we say Trezi Amume Havi. There are two types of covering these things over. Chad lo kume yilani v'shari. One of them is to preserve the trees efforts mutter. V'chad lo yilani v'aser. And the other one is to strengthen the trees, and it's going to be aser. Okay, well, hold on one second. V'ela sicha sicha kashle. Maybe you want to say that the problem of Rabbi Yirmiyahu had to explain these braces in reference to smearing oil during Shemitah with another din of smearing oil during Shemitah. The Ketani Yisachin Shema L'gazim V'imodim Mishvias. It says you can smear oil on a pruned branch during Cholamoid and Shemitah. Rameni, but then we have a Mishnah, a braisa which is found, in Shvias. Sachin is a pagan. You could smear oil on unripe figs. Rashi says pagan to ina sachin osam shamik shin chuntin kadishu shemino, so they should be fattened up. Menachvin and mefatamin osam, you can pierce them, you can fatten them with oil. Adoshana in Bishvias lo. So we need to shana manan Shemitah itself, which goes against what we said you are allowed to. Me dummy says, can you compare the two? Hachamu kumilani vishari. The braisa is talking about putting oil on the prune branch just to preserve it, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Hasa patumi peiru baser. Therefore, they're over there, you're trying to fatten it up, and they're sure it's going to be aser. El amale rav samabred rav ashil ravina. Rabbi Yirmiya sicha demoy razim demoy kashale. This was exact. You want to know what the problem Rabbi Yirmiya had, what his issue was? It was talking about how you explain these two braises, that one says you could smear oil on a tree during Chol HaMoed, but you're now going to go ahead and smear zevel on it. Michti. Hai ukmi vai ukmi. Both of them, right, the oil and the prune branches, right, to preserve it, and that of the nastiness, putting the zevel and is preserving it also. Maishna hai deshoi, maishna hai the also. Why are you allowed to put the oil, but you're not allowed to put the Zevel, Hainu to Karmeli Nagar Velo Bar Nagar, the Parukina, and this is what he means when he says, no Chacham and no son of Chacham can go ahead and answer up this dilemma. He clearly wasn't satisfied with the answer to say one of them has Tircha and one of them doesn't have Tircha, because seemingly he would say, just say, if it's Tircha, it's Aser, it's not Tircha, then it's not Aser. So sometimes it could be that the oil thing is even more Tircha, therefore that was when he brought out over here the point of this is a question that no one can answer. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.